This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Come on down. The weather's great. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And also a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Also to our bulk mail haulers out there, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to get it delivered to your mailbox today. And then again, we've got the suicide jockeys hauling gasoline and diesel out there, too. I'll be advised that they're also doing an important job for America. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We have our podcast there, put a lot of news stories up there, a lot of different briefs about the show and what we'll be talking about. And we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. That's the president's new social platform. We're on that as at Captain's America. Now, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right there now for hour number two, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we include those words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to get that because we get it too. By the way, we had a an attaboy from Sondi in the chat room for playing Black Velvet.
I saw that. Yeah, thank you, Sony.
Thank you, Sony. She likes the song. That's great. All right. Now, Beto O'Rourke, the gift that keeps on giving, the guy's a moron. He absolutely destroyed any credibility he's got to show up at a serious press conference in Uvalde talking about the mass shooting that they had there. And he started to point the finger at him. He says, it's all your fault. You guys did this. And you got, I mean, come on. Wrong place, wrong time to have that debate. They were telling everybody what was being done, giving some helpful things out there, information that people needed to know, and Beto O'Rourke came in and busted up the information.
Well, exactly. I mean, the elected governor of the state of Texas is Governor Abbott.
Yep.
Beto O'Rourke is running for governor, but he's not a public official.
He'll never make it.
No, I think you're right about that. But to come in and disrupt this particular talk that the governor was giving and information, and they're trying to find ways to help the families, the victims' families and so forth, and the other kids, obviously, that are pretty traumatized, to say the least, at the school, to have Beto O'Rourke come in here and pull this kind of stunt is just that. It's a stunt. It didn't give thoughtful political discourse. And also, Captain, what is so special about Beto O'Rourke? Why does he get to come in and disrupt it? If any other citizen came in and disrupted it, they would also be ushered out. So it's not that they just didn't want to hear what Beto O'Rourke had to say. It's that this isn't the way that we do things in our society. He knows that. I think they try to get out there and get some free publicity about this whole thing, get him
sure.
on the news.
Try to get some money out of the deal because people are going, oh, look, he's fighting for us. But, you know, Beto O'Rourke has been the wrong man for the job of political office for years now. He just doesn't represent America. He represents a small faction of some of the people that don't know any better that think that he can walk on water, but he's a fool. He's just an absolute fool.
Well, and he's proven that by pulling this kind of stunt. Is this the kind of governor you want? Is this somebody who looks like they're able to, again, come in with any kind of thoughtful political discourse about what the next step should be? You know, he could have called his own press conference, but you know what? It would have been, you know, I think largely ignored to a great degree in terms of that's why he came in and pulled the stunt.
Yeah, and again, I will say what I said earlier because the same thing still holds. And when you stop, you got to think about this. We can't stop people from doing bad things, but we can harden the schools and arm the teachers and others who can help make up the difference of not having enough school resource officers in some of these schools.
Well, sure. Any other aspect of our society, Captain, if there were attacks going on at the mall, there'd be more security.
Yeah.
If there were attacks going on in front of the football stadiums, there'd be more security. So we need some more security, obviously, for schools.
All right, and I see we got a caller on the line, but we're fixing to go to break. Caller, if you want to hold on, that's fine. We'll take you when we come back from the break. Otherwise, you can call right back after the break. So in the meantime, Kyle, we are going to be talking about all sorts of things when we come back, not to forget the least of which would be, of course, again, it's not just about what went on there in Texas. We do have some other news, but there's just not that much of it because everybody is focusing on what's happened in Texas. So we'll come back. We will talk a little bit about the Ukraine. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the makers of Relief Factor, a product that I take religiously every day. Sometimes I take it a couple times, and once in a while I've taken it a third time, because what it does for you, and that is stop pain. But it also does something else that's very important. It will stop the inflammation or the swelling that you've got with the problems you've got going on there. So go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 Quick Start. It will work for you. It's worked for me and tens of thousands of other people. 100% drug-free, folks. That's important. And it does what it does naturally. Because, Kyle, what's the deal?
All you have to lose is pain.
Okay. All right, we're going to go right to the telephone line. We got a couple callers here. We'll go to the first caller here who's been holding all during the break. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Larry, I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Captain.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hi to Kyle as well. I was doing a little soul-searching due to the murders in Texas, and I thought of when I was around that age, and I noticed that a lot of these people doing these mass murders are like 18, 19, 20 years old.
Yep.
And I call some aspect of it like a spiritual identity crisis where, you know, you're trying to become an adult, and you've got to make a choice, simply put, between the path of good or evil. And, the more you have a need to be a quick success in the world, at least in a material, financial way, and impress others and get attention from others, that the negative path seems more inviting. especially I heard that he was kind of put down and bullied at school.
Well, he wore he wore eyeliner and lipstick and that sort of thing, so you take it from there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, he was an like those others of an extreme case, and I think he just to me he chose the extreme negative path of becoming somebody in the eyes of others. I mean, he was I think he was in the social media. I think a girl in Europe he was communicating with. Mm-hmm. And I think she's the one he told that he was going to solve his problems quickly by shooting his grandmother and then shooting, you know, up a school.
Yep.
And he had problems with his parent, his mother, and et cetera. And he saw, you know, he was going to get a quick way of getting attention and being in a negative way of success. I mean, I made a different choice in my life, but it's
sure.
A matter of self-discipline. Freedom comes only with self-discipline and responsibility, mm-hmm. and doesn't, you know, and it's an alluring thing to think, you know, you can get a quick success by making an evil.
Okay, well, Larry, I got my phone lines lit up here, so I got to take another caller, but thanks a lot for your call.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Take care. Okay, Kyle, you want to mention anything before we go to the caller?
No, I do. I agree that you have some young people who are obviously getting pretty lost, and that's something that's I think a major problem. We've got to really work on that.
Well, anybody that's walking around, and there were reports of this wearing lipstick and eyeliner and trying to rip. Now I forget what they call that, but they wear. You've seen them before. They wear black and all that, right?
Right. Maybe I don't know if they call it goth. If it's all
goth. Yeah, that's it. Gothic. Okay, yeah. There you go. All right. And this gentleman that's on the phone right now might know something about that because he's out and about all the time looking at people around the community. It's Ian. Good morning, Ian. What's up?
Yeah. Quick comment. First off, it's not goth. Okay. Here's what the media is not telling you, in my opinion. Of course, I could be wrong. Most of the people he shot were Mexican-American.
Right.
Uvalde is a Mexican-American town. Mexican-Americans are very traditional. They're not going to put up with that tranny BS. More evidence that the tranny delusion kills. He wasn't God. He was tranny. He was confused. Confused deliberately by our wicked system that rules us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear anybody talking about it because it would break one of their sacred cows. You know, they're all tranny now. The kid was mixed up because of the tranny propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, the professor said, well, you know, about that old Rourke, to paraphrase what he said, well, it's not supposed to be done like this. Oh, I disagree, Professor. I agree with what you're saying, but you got to realize the left has had control of discourse in this country since 1965 because we won't push back against them. I want to know, where's our billionaires that can finance a group of people that can follow Beto around and throw tomatoes, rotten tomatoes, bananas? These people need to be confronted. They need to have tomatoes thrown at them, rotten bananas, rotten fruit. They need to be shouted down and harassed out of public discourse the way they've been doing to us since 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you got to fight fire with fire. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, that's not the... No, it is the way it's done in this country. It shouldn't be, but they're the ones that made the rules of discourse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Thanks. Bye.
All right. And I was going to mention... Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the... Was it the mayor of the town there?
The mayor of Uvalde, who, yeah, by the way, was standing up with a... With a walker. He had a walker. That's how he did. He pushed it right over to the edge of the podium and got in the guy's face.
Yeah, well, because there was definitely pushback there. What I'm talking about is, you know, I actually do think that Beto O'Rourke inadvertently made a campaign commercial for Governor Abbott.
He did.
By showing that he is simply not going to, that he's not going to have any kind of real exchange or try to get an idea out there. He's going to come in and be disruptive. And I think, mm-hmm. especially in light of what we just saw happen in Uvalde, Texas, people are going to say, we need real leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need stunts.
All right. Listen to this again, everybody. This was the mayor. You'll hear the mayor from Uvalde. He'll be the loud voice calling Beto a stupid SOB. Here we go.
And at this time, I will pass the mic to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down. Get out of my
sir. Shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, you can get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable. When you
sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
All right, well, the one that was making all the noise there, the big loud voice, was the mayor of Uvalde. He's obviously very upset, as well he should be, but I made a comment earlier, and I'll make the comment again. I probably wouldn't have made it in the police department very long. I did have a chance to become a cop, but I decided to become a firefighter. Because had that been me back in the day and had Beto O'Rourke done that, you would have given him one warning. Sir, leave. Come on, let's go. And if he had done what Beto O'Rourke did, you would have taken your club and you would have belted the guy over the head, knocked him out, and then dragged him up by the shirt collar.
That's old school.
And that's what they would do. That's what they would have done. Hmm?
Well, but that mayor certainly did give some pushback. That
was
pretty... Yeah, that was some pretty intense pushback. And again, I think it's going to show that when you have the leadership getting together to give information, because this was an information situation where they were trying to get out whatever they knew and what there was going to be happening next and so forth, and to have it disrupted like that is not going to be something that's going to spur voters to say, oh, man, we need Beto O'Rourke to be in charge of everything because he obviously is completely reactionary. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff.
That did nothing to help Beto O'Rourke unless you're a moron.
Well, precisely. He's catering to, and I think they kind of know this, he's catering to a small percentage overall. But it's like with the AOC thing. They just put up their far left candidates because that's just who they are. They can't not do that because it's not part of their ideology. They're not there to be part of the system and work within it.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. But don't go anywhere, folks. I got a lot more to be talking about here. It's your Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
A fraudulent petition signatures report has been referred to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel on Wednesday. A suspected signature forgery operation is compromising ballot placement for 19 candidates in Michigan, including 4 of 9 Republican gubernatorial hopefuls. A 10th candidate withdrew from the race on Monday. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers, which will accept or deny those signatures, will meet on Thursday. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has proposed restrictions that would block plans for a copper and gold mine in Alaska's Bristol Bay region. It's the latest in a long-running dispute over efforts by developers to advance the mine in a region known for its salmon runs. Critics of the Pebble Mine project called the move an important step. Others called the EPA's proposal, quote, a political maneuver. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All righty. Thank you very much. And we've got some announcements coming here in the not-too-distant future about some new affiliates. We've got some major events we're going to be at. We'll be telling you about that. And mark this down in your calendars. I can't tell you anything other than July 16th in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. July 16th at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Put it down on your calendar. You're going to want to be there. And we'll be telling you all about it because we'll be there, too, broadcasting live and in living color. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. But we want you to know about my slippers because guess what? I just got me a brand new pair of slippers, and I got them at a time when I really need to have them because of the problem I've been having with my feet, both feet, and they got my legs all wrapped up and all that stuff right now. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that they're very comfortable. They work quite nicely, and of course, Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these my slippers. They were designed to wear indoors and out and wear all day long. You don't even know you got them on. They're that comfortable. They're made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And they also are made with quality leather suede, which makes it feel like a real pair of shoes. Kind of feels like a pair of loafers you got on. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459 and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or go right to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, this offer is not going to last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Been an interesting night so far.
It really has. Lots of good calls.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what you like, and people are all revved up about this, and as well, you know, you would think they would be. All right, well, let's talk about Washington State and a Democratic congressional candidate by the name of Rebecca Parson. She's got a unique idea, Kyle. You want to hear it?
Yep.
She wants the homeless people to break into the empty homes that are around, and that way it would force Congress to pass a housing for all law. Now, I think they call that squatting, do they not? Trespassing, too, by the way.
Well, sure. Yeah, the old adage, possession is nine-tenths of the law.
And yep. Wait till you hear the rest of it. It seems that Ms. Parson is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. Sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so is this person advocating that people should break into homes if
yep.
somebody's just not there? And
yep.
and then that's my home, I guess.
That's
right?
It. That's it. Yeah. Move in and squat. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
And demand they throw you out. Yep.
Right. And so now somehow this is going to make Congress to pass a fair housing law for all. Well, I'm not surprised that she's part of the Democrat Socialists of America. You could probably just drop off the Democratic part, I guess.
Yeah.
This is another kind of a stunt, another kind of a thing that is designed to exacerbate a problem. This isn't a solving of the problem. I think that's just clear.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. has slapped some more sanctions on Moscow and a Moscow-backed Iranian oil smuggling network. Isn't that nice?
Well, it sure is, obviously. You know, we haven't, you know, heard the last of these kinds of connections. There's always been these kinds of connections there, especially between Moscow mm-hmm. and Tehran.
Yeah, and guess who is suddenly sliding up the ladder very quickly as an oil-producing country?
Who's that?
Iraq.
Oh, interesting.
They
yes.
could very right. easily go past Russia for being the largest oil producer in the world.
Right.
Yep, that could happen. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, the dynamics change, and they're changing primarily because of the invasion in Ukraine, and we'll have to see where it goes. Yeah.
Now, we heard a lot of chat the other night about the gun lobby, right?
Right.
And Biden blamed the gun lobby and warned the Republicans that we need to let you know that we will not forget. So is it anybody other than me that forgot about the fact that the Dems have a gun lobby, too?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
I mean, theirs isn't the same as the Republicans, but they do have a gun lobby.
Well, sure, in many ways, for different industries and so forth, they do support Republicans and Democrats to a great degree.
Yeah.
Depending, yeah.
And then there's Nancy Pelosi. There's a movement afoot out there to try to encourage Nancy to convert to the pro-life cause.
Well, I don't know, Captain. I don't know if the angel Gabriel came down and talked to Nancy Pelosi if she would convert to the pro-life cause. You know, and I'm not trying to be too funny, but she is so entrenched into that because it's a political issue. And most people, I think, don't necessarily approach it as such. And I don't think Nancy Pelosi wants to really answer tough questions or come to terms with tough questions. And I will say this, and I think we mentioned it once before, and that is many, many years ago, even President Bill Clinton, the position was that abortion should be safe but rare. That was basically the Democrat Party position. Now it seems, Captain, that the Democrat Party position, including Nancy Pelosi, in the sense that this is the general thrust of it, is that it's just abortion on whatever kind of abortion you can come up with. And that is not in step with the American mm-hmm. people. Yeah.
Now, a comment was made by a pro-life pregnancy center supply manager yesterday that I've never seen this much formula. We now have an overflow, 80,000 pounds of formula flown into this country.
Well, that's a good thing. There's a lot of infants out there, and I know that there have been comments about the use of formula and so forth, but let's face it, many, many, many parents rely on formula. And to have this kind of a problem even to occur in the first place is disgraceful and terrible.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a new survey done by the CBS News YouGov, and it shows that 69% of American adults believe the economy is bad, and 74% say things in America are going badly. In addition, another 65% think President Joe Biden is slow to react, while the rubber meets the road in these next couple of comments, 51% of adults say Biden is incompetent, totally incompetent. And when asked to describe how things in America today were going, 41% very badly, 33% somewhat badly, for a total of 74% badly.
And they're sitting around at the White House and the DNC and the Democrat powers that be, the Democrat Party elite, and they're saying, we've got to find a way to convince people that things aren't going badly. We have to tell them to stop believing their lying eyes. And that's going to be pretty much their approach.
Not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. Of course not. But this is traditionally what they try to do. Or they try to find some other issue that distracts you from what's really happening.
And here's why it's not going to work. Wait till you hear this. The Congressional Budget Office yesterday came out and said, inflation is going to last into late 2023.
Wow. Well, that doesn't sound too transitory to me, does it?
It hasn't been to begin with.
No, it's not transitory.
We told everybody that it wasn't transitory. Drop that idea.
Well, of course. And then, of course, you also know, too, that expect these interest rates to keep really climbing to levels that are just going to absolutely kill the economy even more. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. And I feel for so many of the people out there because when they really sense that the recession is in, we are in it, you know, and it'll be official, I think, sooner than later.
Yep.
But it's really going to have an effect.
And finally, in New York, the New York Governor Kathy Hochul has gone on the record saying she doesn't want 18-year-olds to have guns. She wants to pass legislation that prohibits an 18-year-old, anyone under 21, from owning a firearm.
Yeah, I think we'll hear a lot more of that kind of thing, and that's certainly going to be front and foremost in much of the debate that we'll hear about. Absolutely.
Well, it's a losing proposition because, again, in upstate New York, where I'm from, we had guns when we were 14 years old. We went to the NRA, and we had like a BB gun. That's what we started with. And then we had like a pellet rifle. And then we stepped up to a .22, and then we got the shotgun. We progressed up as we got older and took the additional training because everything we did up there was NRA-related. They were the ones that gave us the training.
Well, one of the things, too, I'm so glad you mentioned the training. But, see, that's part of being a responsible gun owner. So responsible gun owners, you have to find a way to not penalize responsible people. And it's too much of a broad brush in many ways.
Yes, yes, and double yes. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look and see if the weather's changed a little bit. I can tell you right now it already has, so you're going to get an update on what's going on there. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning, and we got all kinds of stuff coming your way here. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Still got a thing for you, Kyle. Well, you never guess who that girl was unless I told you like I did a couple minutes ago. But that is a lot of miles. Whoop, wait a minute. There you go. Okay, that's a lot of miles.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of miles, and that's still off of her debut album back in 1989, which had Black Velvet on it. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the other tracks, exactly. And so you can kind of hear some of the, even towards the tail end of the 80s there, some of that 80s production on there, and but a rock vocal by her. They're very different from Black Velvet.
Yeah, very much so, and that's why I played it, was because most people, you know, you knew it was a girl singing it, but you didn't know who it was or what it was or who the band was, but that's a lot of miles.
yeah, she's still going strong.
You betcha. All right, take us through the weather on your end.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, out west tonight, of course, we haven't had too much change since last hour, but the only rain that I see out west tonight on the radar map is going to be around Newport, Oregon, down towards Waldport. That's where some of this rain has come ashore here. So you've got that going on right there on the coast of Oregon. Don't know if it's affecting Richard the Marine at all from his vantage point in the central coast of Oregon, but perhaps he'll chime in and let us know. We still have that hot, dry weather in the southwestern part of Colorado, also parts of southern Utah. Hot, dry weather. We've also got still some heat going through the California Central Valley area. Not the heat advisory, but still it's going to be pretty warm. But, of course, we still got the possible thunderstorms and also blowing dust in the area of Reno and in that area as you head out I-80 towards Winnemucca. And there where it becomes another special weather statement where we can have thunderstorms and also gusty winds as well as we head into the weekend. So you be careful out there, especially if there's blowing dust. High-profile vehicles, of course, as well. Beware of the gusty winds.
Okay, we'll start out in Texas around San Antonio. You've got some poor air quality conditions there and some of that just rusty old dusty crap floating around the air. Might be a little bit of a cloud as you drive, but facing the sun in the morning hours here in about another hour and a half or two, so be advised of that. And, of course, you've also got down along the coastline from Houston all the way down to Brownsville and McAllen. You've got some weather conditions there, which a little bit of fog mixed it, thrown in the mix, and might be a little bit of a surf condition there as well. Now, I'm going to stay in the south for a little bit. I'm going to go over to New Orleans, and you do have a lot of flooding, a lot of coastal flooding going on. New Orleans all the way up around over towards Mississippi and all the way into Alabama, Mobile. You've got flood warnings all around Mobile. And up in the panhandle right there, you've got rain. You've got flood watches, flood warnings. You've got some offshore weather that's there south of Crestview out into the Gulf about 40 or 50 miles that is moving to the east. It looks like it's going to come on shore over around Tallahassee or whatnot and continue to move across the northern part of Florida. So you're going to have a lot of rain and a lot of flooding in the coastal areas as well as all the low-lying areas. Now I'm going to take you over to Kansas because going up I-35 right over the Oklahoma line, you've got an area which is currently got a lot of local flooding in there as well as going over towards Kansas City and over towards the corner along with Nebraska, so be advised of that. We do have some flooding up in Minnesota tonight, coming across I-94. You'll find it right there, right along the river. Both sides of the river, the water's up, and any low areas there are definitely looking at water in them. And then up there going west of Duluth, you got a little area again up there of flooding, and down along Lake Michigan, about 40, 50 miles up north of Chicago, and over on the Michigan side, too, you've got flooding on both areas there, as well as down into the Indiana area. So you got some coastal flooding there. Now we'll take a little trip and go up the East Coast. We got a little bit of fog over there around Wilmington and around Cape Hatteras, and it looks like as if we got a little bit of coastal and inland fog over there going up the Susquehanna River and over there in the bay, the Chesapeake Bay. So that's what we got now. Okay, Kyle, Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick and then how to hear your show. You've got 30 seconds.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com, all one word, to find out all about the great benefits and join the rewards program from the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. And, of course, you can earn points and also get also kind of great offers as well in the app, the My Rewards Plus app, pilotflyingj.com. And you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him and hope you check him out there, kylewarrenshow.com. All right, now joining us right now is Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com for her. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to go with Beto O'Rourke to start with. He was called by the mayor of Uvalde, he was called a sick son of a bitch. And what he did yesterday, I'll go worse than that, but I'm not going to say what I'm thinking. But during a Democratic Party presidential candidate debate back in 2019, O'Rourke responded to a question about his support of gun confiscation. He said, "Hell yeah, we're going to take back your AR-15 and your AK-47. Remember that?
Okay.
And then a few days later, he had to backtrack because he told CNN he would not confiscate hunting rifles when then CNN show host Chris Cuomo asked O'Rourke, "Are you in fact in favor of gun confiscations?" And then he replied back, "Yes," and he had to turn around and walk that back too. But I'm not even sure. He shouldn't have been there yesterday. He totally, totally disgraced himself and the memories of the people that were there, and I think that's going to backfire on them.
Well, it's a matter, if you watch him or any of these other Democrats, they're trying to show off on who was the most angry at all of this, and who is the most sensitive, and who's, you know, and the reason is because of guns and guns and guns, and they keep calling it gun violence. The violence is coming from mental crisis.
That's right.
And they're talking about the long guns. Well, you know, this cat, he bought two of them.
Yep.
But, you know, he could have used the maybe did have a handgun with him.
He did.
We don't know all those details yet.
Nope.
So, I mean, it's like, give me a break.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with Denise Simon and more on a Captain America Third Watch. If you want to give us a call, 877-969-8600.
Or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch. With Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.